Good day, listeners. Welcome to another enchanting episode of Fantasy News Network. I'm your host, Barnaby Brumblebrook, and today we have quite the curious case on our hands. Our guests, the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, are in a bit of hot water. A whistleblower has come forward with shocking allegations claiming that these two are running an illegal drug operation under the guise of their famous tea parties. The Mad Hatter and the March Hare are here to set the record straight. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Barnaby. I must say, these allegations are nothing short of heartbreaking.
Who would spread such lies? We must find this whistleblower and have a serious chat over tea.
Mad Hatter, there have been rumors swirling about your tea parties. Can you explain why some guests have reported feeling extraordinary after attending, according to the whistleblower?
Whistleblower? Oh, I do love a good whistle, but this is not the kind of whistle I'd invite to a tea party.
The whistleblower claims that your tea parties are a front for something more illicit. How do you respond to these accusations?
Hogwash.
Balderdash.
Hooey.
Fiddlesticks.
Poppycock.
Nonsense on stilts.
Pissed posh.
Cod swallop.
Flip flap.
Tommy rot.
Bug. Tommy rot? Never heard of that one.
Oh, Tommy rot. It's like when your toast falls butter side down and then a rabbit steals it. Pure rubbish, I tell you.
Delightful.
So you both are saying that this is completely untrue?
Completely untrue.
I don't understand who would come up with such a horrible thing.
Do you even have parties at all?
Of course we do. There's always something to celebrate, especially the on birthdays. There's a lot of those.
On birthday? Why, yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't quite understand.
It's very simple. Now, 30 days have when and on birthday? If you have a birthday, then you... This man doesn't know what an on birthday is.
How silly. I shall elucidate. Now, statistics prove that you only have one birthday.
Imagine, just one birthday every year.
Huh, but there are 364 unbirthdays.
Precisely. 364 cheers to Mr. Bumblebrook.
Why, then today is my unbirthday, too.
What a small world this is.
In that case, a very merry unbirthday.
To me?
To you.
Why, thank you. But gentlemen, let's get back to the allegations. What do you both have to say about the allegations that certain special ingredients in your tea have caused unusual effects on your guests?
It's the telltale, Alice.
I knew that girl was up to no good.
She was already on something. It was like the time we had tea with the Cat in the Hat. Anyways, Alice was talking about talking doorknobs, disappearing cats, and white rabbits running around with a clock.
Well, that one is true.
What is?
The white rabbit with the clock.
You mean there's a white rabbit with a clock?
Yes, yes! Screaming obscenities about being late.
Oh, the one that works for the queen.
That's the one.
Oh, I don't like him.
Anyone that will do the bidding of that wretched woman is...
I kind of like her.
You don't say. I'm going to act like you didn't just say that.
Well, there was a party. I don't know, we just kind of hit it off.
Oh, my heart aches today.
She may look like a meanie, but she could be super sweet, like milk chocolate caramel on sea salt.
You didn't.
A hatter never slips the chatter.
That doesn't even make sense.
A gentleman never talks about naughty things in the bedroom. Or the bathroom, or the middle row of the Honda Odyssey.
You, sir, are no gentleman. Trust me, I know all the secrets.
Gentlemen, back to the matter at hand. The whistleblower specifically mentioned special ingredients. Care to clarify what those might be?
Special ingredients? Why, we only use the finest teas, an occasional dash of whimsy.
And a sprinkle of imagination. Nothing more, nothing less.
So you deny any illicit substances in your tea?
Absolutely. Tea parties are all about celebrations and joy, not whatever this nonsense is.
Indeed. We only deal in good times and laughter.
But what about the claims of guests experiencing hallucinations?
Hallucinations? More like delightful daydreams, courtesy of the perfect brewed cup of tea and a dash of Wonderland magic.
Exactly. We can't help it if Wonderland itself is a bit... topsy-turvy.
So what exactly is in your special blend of tea, and why do you think it's causing such a stir?
Oh, is just a delightful brew of verdant leaf infusion, sweetened with a sprinkle of fairy dust and those whimsical bubbling pearls in 13 magical flavors. Some might call it enchanted green tea boba.
I bet you the queen is behind all this commotion.
Oh, she doesn't have time for anything like that.
Is that a fact?
Then who do you suspect might be involved in the alleged drug operation?
I'm telling you, it was the queen.
How about the caterpillar?
Yeah, you might be onto something. What is in that hookah of his? That's what I want to know.
Hatter, do you think the whimsical nature of your tea parties could be misunderstood as something more sinister?
Oh, pardon me, our tea parties are but a kaleidoscope of joy and madness. A blend of jubilation and nonsense. Nothing sinister, just a dash of wonderland magic.
Would you care to explain the presence of certain exotic plants in your garden? Are they part of the tea blends you're known for?
Ah, those plants. Quite the story, really.
Indeed. We got them from a rather sturdy chap on a distant island. What was his name again? Ah, yes, Maui.
Yes, Maui. Big fellow with a magical fish hook. He assured us that these plants were strictly for recreational ambiance.
Exactly. He said they'd add a certain je ne sais quoi to our garden. Strictly decorative, never for our guests.
He mentioned something about them being rare island flora. Add a touch of exotic charm, you see.
And they were sold to us by Maui himself. Can't go wrong with a demigod's endorsement.
But rest assured, Barnaby, that these plants are purely ornamental. Nothing nefarious. Just a splash of island flair.
Precisely. They're like the cherry on top of our Wonderland sundae. Absolutely harmless.
So you both maintain that your tea parties are purely innocent and any unusual effects are simply the result of Wonderland's inherent whimsy?
Absolutely. Wonderland has a way of turning the ordinary into extraordinary. Our tea is just the tea, our plants are just the plants, and our parties are simply delightfully mad.
Well said, Hatter. Well said.
I see. But it seems we have a caller on the line. Could it be the whistleblower?
Hello, Barnaby? This is Alice.
Alice? What are you doing calling in?
I know it! She's behind this, isn't she?
No, I'm not the whistleblower. I'm calling to clear my name and to defend the Mad Hatter and the March Hare against these ridiculous allegations.
Alice, can you confirm that you didn't experience anything unusual at the tea parties?
Absolutely. That's, the tea parties, they're just that. Parties, yes, they're a little mad, but that's the charm of Wonderland. There's nothing sinister going on.
Oh, Alice, you're such a delight. And a very merry birthday to you.
Why, thank you, Hatter. A very merry birthday to you, too.
I still don't trust her.
You know, March Hare, maybe if you're a bit less paranoid and a bit more open-minded, you'd see that there's nothing to fear.
Paranoid? Open-minded? You're the one who started all this nonsense with your wild stories!
My stories are not nonsense. The truth of Wonderland, something you should know better than anyone.
Oh, here we go again. Next you'll tell us about the talking flowers and the bread and butterflies.
I will, because it's all real and it's all harmless.
Harmless? You turn our lives upside down with your so-called truths.
Well, maybe if you could see beyond your own madness, you'd realize I'm not the enemy here.
Enough! I've had it with your stories and your truths!
Fine, I'm done trying to reason with you. Goodbye.
Well, that was quite the exchange. Thank you, Alice, for calling in and defending the Mad Hatter and the March Hare. Gentlemen, it seems emotions are running high today.
Oh, Barnaby, Alice is a wonderful person. She means well.
I still don't trust her.
What if I told you there have been leaks that proves unusual transactions taking place during your gatherings? Mysterious packages being distributed at your tea parties. How do you both plan to clear your names and reassure your guests that your tea parties are purely for entertainment and not for any illegal activities?
Leaks, you say? Oh, I saw that video on X.
X? Sounds like something a pirate would come up with. Arr, matey, we're setting sail on the X.
X marks the spot. What a particular name for an app.
What's next? Renaming Twitter to Parrot? Probably wants a retweet!
Gentlemen, let's focus. What about these mysterious packages in the video?
Oh, those! That was just Uber Eats.
But there's no food exchange in the video. How do you explain that?
Simple. It's what's inside the boxes.
And what exactly was inside those boxes?
Delightful delicacies, of course. Cakes, sandwiches, and a variety of pastries. All perfectly legal and delicious.
Yes, we have them delivered to ensure our guests always have the freshest treats. The packages might look mysterious, but they're just food.
So you're saying these transactions were simply food deliveries?
Absolutely. December 8th, bringing joy to our tea parties.
Sounds like we have another caller that would like to discuss something with you both.
Hello?
Dormouse, are you calling to clarify something?
Yes. I have a confession to make. I leaked the video.
Dormouse? How could you?
Why, Dormouse? We trusted you!
I felt left out. You forgot to wish me a very merry birthday at the last tea party.
Oh, Dormouse, we're so sorry. How can we forget such an important occasion?
Indeed, a very merry birthday to you, Dormouse.
A very merry birthday to you!
Friends, let's put this behind us. And one more time, a very merry birthday to you, Dormouse!
Yes, a very merry birthday.
Thank you. I forgive you both. Let's have another tea party soon.
It's wonderful to see friends reconciling. Thank you, Dormouse, Mad Hatter and Madge Hare, for joining us today and clearing up this matter. It seems that in Wonderland, things are always more whimsical than they appear.
Indeed, Barnaby. And remember, a very merry birthday to you, too.
Thank you, Hatter. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this delightful episode of Fantasy News Network. Today, we delved into the whimsical world of the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, addressing the curious allegations of an illicit operation at their tea parties. With the help of our special guests, including the Dormouse and Alice, we set the record straight and uncovered the truth behind the mysterious packages and unusual tea blends. A big thank you to the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, Dormouse and Alice, for their takes and helping to clarify these fanciful misunderstandings. It's clear that in Wonderland, things are always more whimsical than they appear. If you enjoyed our whimsical tales and enchanting interviews, please leave a like, subscribe to our podcast, and leave a review. Your support helps us reach a wider audience and continue bringing you the magic of Wonderland and beyond. Share the joy with your friends and family so they too can join in the fun. Thank you for listening. Join us next time for more fantastical news and enchanting stories. Until then, keep your teacups full and your hearts light.